Blog Talk Radio. Can join this evening, so let us offer a word of prayer. Kind and loving, righteous Father, we come before your throne to give you thanks and praise for all the blessings you have done for us. We thank you for traveling mercies to and fro. We thank you for health, Lord, strength, and thanking you that you allow us that we can remember this evening, Health Reform Thursday, so that we can come here to fellowship with each other. We ask you to hasten the footsteps of all those who are coming and help us, Lord, that we will have a spirit-filled evening, Lord, by presenting your health message with what it is, the right arm to the gospel. Lord, keep us, because we cannot keep ourselves. We just want to thank you again in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, welcome again. Welcome one, welcome all. Welcome to this wonderful session tonight. And I do hope that everyone come in with joyful heart to share and to give God all the praise that due to him. Welcome to those who are watching from the Netherlands, those who are watching from Canada, Maryland, Tennessee, Albany, New York, and in Africa, Asia, China. We hope that, you know, you will enjoy and also share what you have been learning on Advent Light Health Thursday night. So welcome one again and welcome on. And thank you all for joining us. Yes, my dear beloved, as we will open our scripture passage, we open with a scripture passage. Now, the Lord wants us to use the word, and the scripture passage is taken from Genesis 1, 29 to 30. I don't know who would like to read the scripture passage, but I would like every one of us to share. So if anyone would like to read Genesis 1, 29, you can press 1 and I will open your line for us to read our opening scripture. All right, my dear. Okay. 518, thank you for joining and thank you for raising your hand that you can read the scripture for us. Genesis 1, 29 and 30.
Okay, let me read. Father, as we are about to open your word, we ask that your presence will go before us, and may your words be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. May we not get tired of hearing these words. And God said, behold, I read, I give you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, my dear beloved, for reading our love letter each week, as you said, to us, that we can tired of your word. Maybe some of us may be tired of hearing this reading every Thursday night, but you know what? We have to read it and and even not only read it, you know, we have to be hearers and also doers of the word. And this is the message that we have to go out. So thank you, my dear Sister Continelli, for reading it. Our next scripture passage is taken from 3 John 1-3. And it said here, the elder unto the well-beloved Gallus, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. Brother, those are promises for us. The Lord wants to hear us walk in the truth, right? So let us really remember these words every time we hear them, that God wish above all things that we prosper, and he loved to hear when his children walk in the truth. Can we tell the people out there what is the truth? Let us really study this word and really, really come to the Father to help us that we can go out and share the truth to others. And also, my dear beloved, the Revelation, my favorite, 22, verse 1-2, the water and the tree of life. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God, of the Lamb, in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the street was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. My dear beloved, our Lord loved us so much. What he gave us, the tree of life, one day soon and very soon, we will witness once more that tree of life, and it will bear 12 manner of fruits for us. And the leaf will be there for healing of the nation. So I just thank God for all these wonderful promises that he has given unto us. And all we have to do, my dear beloved, is to trust him. Now is the time, dear Lord, my dear beloved, where I am going to open the line now for those who have done so well this week by sharing to others and telling them, you know, the things that God have given unto them, and they are using it. And you have an experience, so you can share your experience. And I just want to give God thanks that we can come to share our experience. And we know that the 8 laws of health is what the Lord have given unto us. New start, and the new start is nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, ear rest, and trust in God. So I'm going to open the line for you guys to share some of the new starts that you have been using during these months, and also here, and it bring benefit and help you to solve or to boost your immune system. So I'm going to open this line. Yeah, okay, sorry about that. Your line is open.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm here to assist you. I was trying to get on. I opened, but then it wouldn't accept the number because I think you were coming in at the same time. So I'm on here to just give you some reinforcement if you so need it. And for me, I'm actually doing my elderberry. I was, you know, kind of came in contact. The weather's been changing, the allergies and all of that stuff. And so I am going to be drinking some elderberry with some lemon right now. There's been so much that has been going on. The enemy has been busy, but greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I know you asked about health remedy. Lemons are good. The elderberries are good. The turmeric are good. The cayenne pepper are great things that are good for us. And I've been utilizing all of those things. I do want to share with you all that today the enemy came up, and I got up this morning, no heat. no heat in the house. And I'm like, what is going on? And I was able to call the heat company, the oil company, and they usually they don't come the same time. They were able to send somebody out to come and to look at what is going on. And, you know, it wasn't cheap when he came. He tried to, you know, restart it, and it wasn't restarting it. It was very problematic. But this man was a nice guy, an older guy. It's a family-run business. He knew what he was doing, and he says, because we have been getting a lot of rain. So he was like, you know, it seems like there's some water that got into it, into, you know, it got in somewhere. And so he was able to, you know, do it. All in all, it cost me $530, but I bless God that he was able to allow me to have some funds. And I spoke to my payroll person. That's why it's very important, beloved, for us to show Christ, even when we feel like somebody has wronged us. Because I thought that she was messing up. Literally, I thought she was the one that was messing up my paycheck. But it wasn't her. She told me that my union, they were sending over the documentation late as to why we had the issue, right? And so I was able to talk to her. She was very honest with me, very transparent. You know, I just said to her, you know, may God bless you. Happy New Year. I did all of that. And she was like, I sent you an email. And she said, I told you 3 weeks ago to call me back. And, you know, and I told her that I had sent her all the information. And after talking, we realized that what she's seen on her end is not what I'm seeing on my end, and vice versa. But, you know, she gave me some resolution. She assisted me. I spoke to another young man in the build in another department. He was, because of my attitude towards him, he said to me, thank you so much. Thank you so much. You made my day. We are to be the light, the salt, no matter where we go. And so though we are going through crucibles and though we are going through issues, let us continue to allow Christ's light to shine through us. So I thank God for that. I'm still in my crucible because I'm still coming up against the enemies. But we know that, right? And so I'm asking you to continue to pray for me, and we will hold on, abide in him as he abides in us, knowing that he is the victor in our life and in our situation. So thank you so much, Mr. Powell. I'm going to be drinking some of my elderberry with some lemon right now. So thank you so much for opening my line.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, that you know what? These things sometimes happen. And it said, the Lord's word said, you know, God's time is not our time. You know, he is able to do all things. So I just want to thank God that you was able to speak to that, the lady who was in charge. God bless. Thank you. Yes, my dear beloved, I'm asking you if you want to share. Oh, yes. Oh, Lord, what I do here. Okay. I did something here. Sister Stephanie, get me back on. Hello?
Sister Paul, we can hear you. We can hear you. We can hear. I'll man the line. Go ahead. We can hear you. Go ahead and talk.
Okay, because my thing here gets actually bad.
I'll open the lines and stuff. You just, you know, control
okay,
and just talk. I got you.
Okay. Yes, my dear beloved, now is the time. Sister Constance Ellis. Number, I just called your name because I don't see anything on that.
No, I got it. You don't have to call it. I got it. 518-482. Your line is now open.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Father, for opening my line. Sister Stephanie, thank you. Sister Powell. Oh,
amen.
Thank you, people. Thanks for this invitation to come on the line. I'm not feeling too hot. I don't know what it was, what I did, and what I eat. But I had a good washout with whatever I eat.
Oh.
And I'm feeling much better right now. I thank God for that, because whatever was in there came out. And that is what we have to think about. We have these things when we don't eat the right thing, you know. God, our body is emptied itself. It heals itself. So I thank God for that. this evening. First, I want to say that I went to the nursing home to see my brother. He is doing not bad, but he's okay. As long as he's eating, I said, you're living as long as you're eating. God is blessing you. So he has a terrible appetite. He went there and do the usual thing, clean him up, shine him up, and leave him there yesterday. Thank God for the, for strength. Myself and my brother went, and we gave him a good wash up because we don't have people in there. They don't have walkers in there. But he is doing well, thank the Lord. I have a friend down in the city, and she wanted to know. She told me that she has a burning in her feet. I said, wow. She says her feet has burned her terribly. And I remember my brother, because he was a diabetic. I said he make himself a diabetic because he used to eat too much. And I'm telling you, I says, girl, are you diabetic? And she says, yes. The doctor told her that she's a diabetic. I said, well, that is one of the last part of having diabetes when you start to give that type of burning. You have to use, I think, vitamin B. So that was all I could tell her. I said, have to look and see what else I could, with what other advice I could come up with to give you. But that is one thing I told her, you have to use a lot of vitamin B. This evening, I just want to thank God for his blessings and his mercy over all of us. I was looking at the news this afternoon for a few minutes, and I saw that the people down in South, they're having terrible weather. They don't have heat. If you see the road, it was just, it is cars that were going all around the place. And not only down South, other places are having terrible weather. And we supposed to be having -8 here Friday and Saturday. Yes, Friday and Saturday, we are going to have some very cold weather coming down from the north. And I know that too will pass. So we are preparing for that weather tomorrow and Saturday. This evening, that is so much I have to say for what is going on around us. There's all kind of confusion going on, but I thank God that he has spared my life and I am well. Again, thanking him for all this, his blessings on all of us on this line this evening that we can come. It's a real privilege to come on this line, you know. People don't realize, we do not realize how important it is and what a happy privilege it is to be on this line, to say something, to encourage somebody. This evening, I just want to talk about indigestion. Not much I'm going to say, but indigestion is one of the common things that plague mankind. What you could do if you find yourself with have some pain because you eat too fast, or you didn't eat enough, or you eat too much, he said, I will tell you about a little experience with charcoal as a remedy and for some forms of indigestion. It is very effective. It's more effective than any drugs that we could get. You put a little olive oil into which some of this powder, charcoal, has been stirred, then it tends to clean and heal. I find it excellent. I do not do without my charcoal, because if I'm feeling stuffy or whatever it is, I use just stir some in a glass. You don't use the metal spoon. You use some you don't use metal to put in when you're using charcoal. You put some fix or something, some other thing, but you don't use metal. We have to take the 3 parts of charcoal and 1 part of olive oil. Mix it together. And this is going to do your I'm telling you, it's a wonderful, wonderful remedy. Try it. It don't taste bad at all. just take one half to one teaspoon of this. It is the best thing in the world for indigestion. And we know it will work. Why? Because God said it would. I love God remedies. I love it when I can get the remedies out of the Bible or of the spirit of prophecies, because I have full confidence in them. And I personally have tried it. That's why I'm speaking about this. When I get it from the different doctors, Dr. Schultz or Dr. Christopher or Dr. Kloss, it takes extra faith to believe those things, because so many of us just like to run to the doctors, you know. We don't like to do these little health tips that we get. But I have full confidence in God's own remedies, right? And when it comes from the inspired writings of the Bible, I know it works because God says so. And I know this is the best thing in the world for indigestion. So you don't have to go out and buy all that those fancy stuff that they have. Try God's remedy, first of all, and see if it will work. Okay? Thank you, Sister Carol, for opening that. That's my simple health tip for today.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. Thank you, my dear Sister Consonelli. Always come with some wonderful health tips. The natural thing that God gave us, the root, the charcoal, and also the olive oil. And I do hope that my brothers and sisters are writing down, taking these natural remedies, you know, that we can really share with others and do it for ourselves. God is so good. Is there anyone else who'd like to share? Anyone else would like to share, Sister Stephanie? Can you open? Can you check your phone if it's on mute? Sister Consonelli, are you hearing me?
I'm here, Sister Powell. She opened up my line. This is Sister Leola. Amen? Amen?
Oh, yeah,
you can
yeah.
hear me, Sister Powell?
Yes, I do.
Yes, brothers and sisters, this is Sister Leola, and I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I just want to give God the praise. All those remnants which works in our lives help us, and I just want to say thank you to Sister Consonelli for the charcoal remedy and with the olive oil. Now, that's one I didn't do, olive oil. I've always taken it in the natural state, just the charcoal with just water, but thank you for that, because sometimes I do take olive oil every day or every so often, because it works in moving your colon, so and you got to watch how much you take. So I just want to praise God for that. And Sister Powell, I like to read Malachi. Read me a verse, and I just want to thank God. He is so good. Brother Ray and I got together today, and I finished cooking, and I done did supper already. I'm grateful that my husband was here to help me this week. Oh, my goodness. We done got the house clean. We done got the food cooked for Friday, for the Sabbath, and I got to just put it up. So I want to praise God for a husband like Ray. So I just thank God, and I thank you all for praying for him, lifting him up. He's a listener. He's not a talker, okay? So he listened on the prayer line. So, and actually, I want to read my scripture, Sister Powell, and it comes from Malachi chapter 3, and I'm going to start at verse 17. And it says, "And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in the day when I will make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spared his own son that served him." And I'm going to read verses. Sister Powell, I just want to read one more verse, because as we've been speaking, so many of us going through so many trials, And we've been praying every morning because, as I know, my daughter working so many hours a day, and I tell her that because the school want her to work more hours, so she working so many hours. And she said, "Oh, Mom, I'm tired." I said, "Do you need me to stay on the phone with you?" And she said, "No, you can go on the prayer line." I say, "Nicole, you got to get your rest." Going to work, leaving here at 6, something like that in the morning, and just getting back home at almost 6:30. But most of the time, she's getting here at 7 or 8. So lift up in prayer, and I want to share this scripture. It says, "For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubborn, and the day that cometh shall be burned." Excuse me, I got these glasses. "Burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. 2. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves in the stall, and ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be as ash under the sole of your feet. In the day I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts." I'm going to stop there. And I tell you, we got to pray for our kids in these jobs. They're putting so much stress on them, and that's why the Bible says, "United we stand." And sisters and brothers, I'm grateful. I'm happy that we can stand united on this prayer line, lifting up our children, our young, the young people. We see how so many things are going on. So I'm asked for prayers for my daughter, Nicole, for Sister Stephanie, for Sister Tamika's daughter, and Sister Constantinelli. I don't know if your daughter going through struggles with her job. Pray for your daughter. Pray for all our children. And especially, you know what, our great-grandchildren, because they are coming up in a world that is so, diverse, that's so all these crazy things going on, treating our children with disrespect on the job. They should have just as much respect as the next person. So we lift them up in prayer. And Sister Powell, I want to thank you for opening my line. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for coming and also sharing the scripture. Yes, sure, we have a task. I had great work to do, you know, because in the reading on Malachi, it is telling us what's going to happen to the unfaithful, and only the faithful will enter. So we have this responsibility on us for pray for children, you know, especially our youth, right, and our grandchildren. So this is the reason why we are here, both in the morning and when we join in the evening, and even our spare time to lift up our children together to the Lord, because it is not easy for them, my dear, and Satan, no. And Satan is trying his best to deceive them. So thank you, my dear sister. Is there anyone else would like to share? Mighty line, my thing is blocked off. Sister Stephanie, you join us yet? It seems like she got knocked off to Sister Leola. You are hearing me? Sister Leola, you hearing? Sister Consinelli, you are there?
Mama, we're on. We're on, Sister Powell. We're on. Hold on. We're on. We have to unmute. It's going to take a minute. There's some stuff going on. So just, we're on. Know that we got you. All right? Heavenly Father, we come before you. We're praying to you, Heavenly Father, that you will just give us the peace that passes all understanding. There's some technical difficulties going on. And so it makes us become anxious. And so I'm praying that you will give us your comfort and your peace even right now. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I'm here, Sister Powell. There, you got to hold on a minute because it takes a while. We're hearing you. We're hearing you. If I'm not hearing you, we're going to let you know. It's spinning, so it takes a time for you to, for us to kind of maneuver from one thing to the next, from the phone to the computer, because remember, I'm using both. All right, so your line is open right now. Let me see if there's anyone raising their hand. All right, so yes, 272-770, your line is now open.
Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Stephanie and Sister Powell. God bless you both. And I'm so happy to be here on the prayer line this evening. This is Sister Tymeco from Pennsylvania. The health message, which is the right arm of the gospel. This Health Thursday is such a blessing. I have a Bible scripture I would like to read tonight. It's taken from Psalms chapter 67, verses 1 through 7. Amen. Praise God.
Tamika, I'm sorry. Can you give your praise report first, and then we'll come back to the yes, please.
Amen.
Yes, give your praise report first, and then we will give you the opportunity to do the Bible study after we get to everybody. Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you for reminding me. Praise God. Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line. I just want to give the Lord praise and honor and glory for a beautiful day. Today, the sun was shining as I went to my doctor's appointment. So I thank the Lord for giving me safe traveling mercies. He's an awesome God, and he is a mighty God. He takes good care of his children. So I am so grateful. And before I left out, I made sure that I read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 18, putting on the whole armor of God so that I could be protected from the enemy who's always attacking us. So it was a blessed day, and I was able to place some steps to Christ with some people, and they were so thankful. They thanked me. They were very receptive. So I pray that those books will be a blessing to each and every person that I have given them to today. And I'm just so grateful for everything God has given us. He provides our every need according to his riches and his glory to Christ Jesus. So I praise the Lord for safe traveling mercies for myself and for my daughter. And for all my sisters and brothers here on the line who go out each day to work or go out to school or going out to their doctor's appointments. So God is awesome. And I just want to give him everything that I have goes to him, because without him, we are nothing and we could do absolutely nothing. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much for that. We'll come back to you for the Bible scripture, okay? Thank you so much, Sister Tamiko, for that.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to open this line, Sister Powell. Go ahead. Can you hear me?
Yes, I do hear.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Yep. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, I will just give my little praise report. My praise report is, brothers and sisters, thank everyone for praying for us. You know, I traveled when Sunday at Guysville, and we have a family together. The family of Guysville, the Tyler and his crew, and my family in Redhills and our crew. Brethren, God is good. We have to just trust God. Sunday morning, I got up, and we were all set with the Mason man here, my crew. But eventually, we heard a message that you wouldn't be going with us Sunday morning, just the time when we were ready to drive out. So I said, I prayed, and I said, you know what? I need a Mason man today out of the team, and we already planned to travel. Everything is set. So, Lord, I leave it in your hands. And we start out our journey. While I were actually leaving Reddy Hills, going into Rock Hall, it's just like the Holy Spirit just talked to me. Somebody just said, why you don't go around your nephew, Ernest, and find out if you can get a Mason man? My dear beloved, we followed the advice, and we went around my nephew. And in the midst of what we talking, sharing, my nephew said, yes, Auntie, I know a little Mason man just below me. So they went down and they called this little man named Troy. The first time I met him, and he came up and we speak and, you know, share, let him know we are doing voluntary work and, you know, we need so a mason to help. And you know what? The little man said, yes, he will go first. He met the group that we was traveling. So we introduced ourselves, we prayed, and we go start out our journey. We reach there in time. And from we go, we pray at the Lord, give the Lord thanks and praise for safe traveling. And we started to work. My dear beloved, the Guys Hill team and the Red Hills team. If you saw the family, my dear, they were so joyful, introduced themselves. And this little guy started to do the mason work. And brother and sister, he completed all of the little mason work that we had there. Was, you know, pondering we weren't getting a mason, so we wouldn't be able to touch that. So I just want to give God thanks that Troy had completed the work. And you know what? The little guy can work. So we shared our joy, we prayed, and we traveled, come back home safely. So I am saying to each and every one of us, God can do all things. The only things he cannot do is fail. And when sometimes when it looks, the road look rough, and the valley is deep, and the hill is steep, with Christ, all things is possible. So my dear beloved, we finished the mason work there. Just supposed to be painting, and we would paint it, but it was wet. So only the painting part for we and the praise report is to let you guys know that the other room completely tiled out off. We only have the little part of the bathroom wall to tile. So we are almost, my dear beloved, in the on the finishing line. So I just want to thank you all for prayer. God is good. He is so great. And I cannot leave out this. This morning, my dear, my vein, I've been asking for prayer for my vein and my vercum veins. And this morning, I have a doctor come in. Home doctor, home visit, my dear beloved. And she came in and she was lovely. I was able to present a message, you know, share it with her, giving her thanks what God have been doing, using her in this form. And she had been sharing. I was comfortable with her. And she looked after me and told me, you know, what is happening, in which I knew that it was a circulation problem. And eventually, you know, after she finished, you know, we prayed together. And she leaves, supposed to be coming back tomorrow to drop off some things that I need to use for the circulation. So, my dear God, Sister Powell is giving thanks for everything. I've been taking care of, and you know what? My granddaughter, community granddaughter, came up this morning. She was the one who recommended the doctor to me, the home doctor. And she came up ready with all the money, my dear, because she said she didn't know if I have money. She came up with all the money, so when I pay her what I have, you know, and I told her in the morning, Pauline said, you have money, Grandma. I've come up with the money, right? And she came up with the money, was ready, you know, because maybe she said I didn't have the money with me. And, you know, all these things are blessings. So I just want to give God thanks how my family and grandchildren are taking care of me. Continue to pray for me, my dear, as I pray for you guys. Thank you again for listening. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Powell, for sharing that. And I remember you and I were talking about it, and you were not sure, right? And I said to you, Sister Powell, if she's coming to the house, you need to make sure that you have, you know, that you have, what you call it, some money, you know, for her. And so, you know, because you thought that you could use the insurance. And so lo and behold, you had some fun, but God sent that individual in to be able to share you know, with you the information, well, the monetary resources as well. All right, so thank you so much for that. And so, Sister Powell, go ahead. You can, you know, do, let me see, there's a line. There's a hand that is up. Hold on, let's see. We could go open this line. 857-505-857-505. This is the time for your praise report and your testimony. Amen.
Amen. Hello, Sister Power. Hello, Sister Power and Sister Stephanie. How are you, my beloved sister? God is good. He's worthy to be praised. Oh, Sister Power, hallelujah, my dear sister. May God bless you, Sister Power in Jamaica, my beloved sister. May God continue to bless you, Sister Power, with your ministry, my dear sister. I have a prayer request. Sister Stephanie and Sister Paula, my prayer request tonight is to lift up my mother in prayer. My mother needs a lot of prayer at this moment. Don't forget to lift me up in prayer. And Sister Paula and Sister Stephanie, I don't know, can Sister Miola lift up Brother Javel in prayer, because today he stick up his mingle finger at me. And Sister Stephanie, I already told Sister Miola, and I already call Sister Miola today, and I say, Sister Miola, Brother Javel, stick up his mingle finger at me. And you know, Sister Sne and Sister Power, Brother Javel needs a lot of prayer because the enemy's like a roaring lion, and the enemy is attacking him at this moment. But I'm asking for Sister Miola to lift him up in prayer, Sister Stephanie. I don't know, can Sister Power open Sister Miola's line? I don't know, can Sister Miola do a special prayer for him? Amen.
We're writing down your prayer request, okay? So when we get to the time for prayer, you know, we will definitely offer up the prayer. So you're asking us to pray for Brother Javel, correct? For the situation
Sister
All right.
Stephanie.
Is there anyone else? Yeah, we will certainly pray for him during the time when we're opening the line for prayer, okay?
Amen.
All right, so Brother Javel is on the prayer list, amen? And so thank you so much for sharing that with us, amen?
Amen.
All right, thank you. All right, go ahead, Sister Powell.
Okay. All right. There is no one else. All right.
Hold on. I'm scanning the line, Sister Paul. Let me see. Okay, here's one. 423-635. 423-635. Your line is now open.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Hi, good evening. This is Sister Carla. Carlin from Virginia.
Evening,
I'm just
Sister
thanking
Carla.
The Lord and praising him for his mercy, his love. And you know, just yesterday I was, you know, in my job, sometimes we sit with children. And yesterday I was sitting with a 9-year-old, you know, two adults have to sit with them at times. And it was such a blessing for me to talk to him about God and end up, you know, reading the Bible was being read on my phone. And then I turn on some children's song music and we were singing the song. I was teaching him and doing the action, as you know, as the different action, and it was a blessing to, you know, just that morning. I pray that I will be a light unto those that I come in contact with, and the Holy Spirit, you know, just move in only the way that the Holy Spirit can move. And I was blessed, I was thankful, and I, you know, we're going to unspoken prayer request for that young man and his sibling, that they will get the home and the care that they need. And I just want to talk about zinc, another one of my clients. She having lost smell and taste, and I told her about the zinc and last week, and she bought it. She showed me today that she bought the zinc, and I, you know, told her about the vitamin C and also about vitamin D3. And she will get those. But it was a blessing to know that people are listening, you know, when you share these health tips and they're taking heed. And asking questions and stuff, and I encourage her and her husband, which I'm taking care of the husband, to drink water. He's was raised in the Catholic faith, but, you know, I shared about the Sabbath, or they asked me what church I went to, and I told him I go to church on the Sabbath, and he said, oh, that's a Seventh-day Adventist, and we were talking, and he said, yeah, Sunday's the first day of the week, and Saturday is the seventh day of the week, and it was just a blessing. And I told him, God winked at us in ignorance, and when we know the truth, he's going to hold us accountable. So, and also today, as the nurse came to draw some blood, you know, she wasn't able to get it. And I said, do you mind if I prayed? And I touched the nurse, you know, put my hand on her shoulder, and we prayed. I prayed, and, you know, after a while, she tried again, and she was able to get the blood. So I just give God the praise and the glory. And talking about zinc, it's also good for, you know, essential mineral, which is required in our body and for the cellular process in our body that occur. And the benefit is for the growth. And sorry, I'm having a problem with my glasses. And for the hormone production, for immune function, healing. Also for the thyroid. Sometimes we have thyroid problems, and it's for that. And blood clotting and eye problems. So I need to take more of this for my eyes. And I do have some I will be starting to take care of. And also, as ladies, it's also good for our skin and our hair. It prevent clogging of the pore. It fight aging. Amen. And it helps to nourish and hydrate our skin also, each and every one of us, even the male. And it fights the bumps on the face, acne, and also it reduces itchiness and it helps male pattern baldness. It helps them to, you know, not have that problem where they're bald in the middle. So zinc is very good for us to take more of, and we can get it in our food also, in our oats, cereal, wheat, and other things that we don't usually eat. Mushroom, some people are iffy about mushroom. It's also found in mushrooms. So thank you again, Sister Powell and Sister Stephanie, for opening up my line. God bless.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Sister Carla. And I'm definitely going to have to get some of that zinc, Sister Powell, for my eyes. So thank you so much for that. And I want to just interject a little bit, Sister Powell, about the privilege of prayer. The same thing happened when the man came to do my oil. It wouldn't start. And he said, actually, if it doesn't start this time, you know, we might have to go do, and, you know, I might have to leave and come back, and it's cold. And right in the hallway, he went out, he got through some things in the treatment in the tank. And it was so great, because I was told already that I needed to treat it, and they were going to charge me over $1,000 to treat the tank. But I had called one of the companies, and the man was so nice. He said, baby girl, you don't need nobody. He said, I've been doing this for over 50 years, and I've never had to treat a tank that is inside of the home. He said that all they need to do is to come and put a little bit of thing. I don't need to do that, because if he comes out and treat it, it would cost me so much. I would just need to replace. It would be cheaper for me to replace the tank. So he ended up putting something in. He charged me $25, which they had told my son a while back that he could go out and buy the thing and put it in there, and he didn't do it. And he was like, Mommy, I didn't want to go mess with it, da-da-da-da. So the man put $25. And so when he did it, he was like, well, we're going to wait and see. And I said, well, you sure you don't want to wait a little longer? He was like, no. So he tried to do it. And I said, he said, well, I hope this works, you know, because if it don't work, then we're going to have to, you know, go and get some big, you know, it's going to be more. You know, and take more time. And so I prayed right in the hallway down in the basement with the man. I said, Heavenly Father, please allow this to work in the name of Jesus. I beg of you. And the man drained the thing and cranked it up, and that thing cranked up. The fire was so bright. He was like, look, 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 the fire is bright. I said, bless God and thank you. We serve an awesome God that will help us and answer even in the small things. So I defer to you, Sister Powell. And so I know you have something to say. And then what I'll do, I'll go back to Sister Tamiko to give her a brief moment to read that scripture during that time. Okay? Go ahead, Sister Powell.
Yes, I just want to thank Sister Carla and everyone who's sharing. Look what happened. Prayer, the privilege of prayer, have power. And just so you know how Sister Carla had prayed, right? And it did work, the blood, right? She's the nurses. And those are things that, you know, we took for granted. But you know what? God is so good. When we gain these experiences, we have to share it with others. So thank you, Sister Carla. And especially, I urge you with the little children. My baby, my, you know that, those little precious jewels. And as Sister Leo, Sister Carla, sing for them and those little children and reading the word. And they were so attentive to listen, you know. And I do know that she had planted seeds. So, you know, quite a while, Sister Carla, I don't know you. Can you just sing the little song for our little children? And then after we go to Sister Carla, Sister Tamiko, and we will go into prayer. Sister Carla, open your, can you open Sister Carla line? Like she minister unto these little children for us on the line.
Yes, Sister Powell, I will open up her line right now. Let me go. 423-635. Your line is now open.
Amen. Amen. So I will sing this song for all the boys and girls, big or small, young or old. We all are children in God's family, because he doesn't have grandchildren. He has all children, boys and girls. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Yes, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Again, Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Yes, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus loves you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for singing for each one of us little children. We are all children of the world. Thank you. And little children, we are asking you to remember these little songs and these little scripture passages, you know, that you can memorize it and share with your other friends. Thank you again, Sister Carla. Thank everyone for joining. Now is the time, 8:01, for us to go into prayer.
Okay, Sister Powell. Can I get a moment to allow Sister Tamiko to read the brief scripture
yes,
that she
yes,
has?
Yes, and then
okay,
we go
no problem, no problem. No problem. All right, let me find it. All right. 272-770. Your line is now open for that scripture.
Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Stephanie. God bless everybody on the line this evening. I'm so happy to be here once again. And I'd like to read Psalms 67, verses 1 through 7. Praise the Lord. Amen. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon earth. Thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line. Amen, Sister Stephanie. Amen. Sister Powell, God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Yes, my dear beloved, thank everyone for joining, sharing, We have a grand time, and we are going into prayer now, so that the next voice you will hear after. You are hearing me?
Yes, Sister Paul, we're hearing you. We're hearing you. Did you want to get a song from Sister Continelli?
Yes. Yes, I'm going to sing this little song, and then we will pray.
Okay, all right, there you go.
All right. I will follow thee, my Savior, wheresoever my lot may be. Where thou goest, I will follow. Yes, my Lord, we'll follow thee. We will follow thee, my Savior. Thou dost shed thy blood for me, and to all men should forsake thee. By thy grace we'll follow thee. Though the road be rough and thorny, trackless as a flaming sea, thou hast trod this way before me, and we'll gladly follow thee. We will follow thee, my Savior. Thou dost shed thy blood for us, and to all men should forsake thee. By thy grace we'll follow thee. Amen. Let's pray, my dear beloved. Kind and loving, righteous Father, King of kings and Lord of lords, Creator of heaven and earth and everything, we come before you this evening giving you thanks that the song says, we will follow you, my Savior. Heavenly Father, help us, Lord, that we will follow you. We will be obedient to your will. We will be able to be willing and ready to follow your command and your truth, and that we will be an instrument, Lord, used by you to carry out the gospel message, each and every one of us. Heavenly Father, we come to you asking you to forgive us of all our many sins and our shortcomings. And help us, Lord Jesus, that we will get victory over all sin. We come to you this moment boldly on our knees, each one of us, presenting our family and our friends to you, our brothers, our sisters, our children, our youth, Lord, everyone, Lord Jesus, as we present them to you, in which you said, we must ask and you will grant it. Seek and we shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. So this evening, each one of us, Lord, present our prayer requests to you. We have listened to the requests, Lord, of your dear sister, Constantine. We want to thank you that you have allowed her to feel much better today. We thank you for the mission that she went, she and her brother, went to look for her other brother in the nursing home, and how, Lord, they took care of their loved one. Heavenly Father, you are so good. You're still keeping him in his sound mind. We want to thank you. We want to thank you as the great physician, as she was not feeling well. But Heavenly Father, she was able to present her case to you, and you allow her to feel much better, that she can come on this line to share these wonderful health tips, Lord, to us, Father, and to allow us know how important, Lord, these health remedy is important for our body, and also to share with others. So we want to thank you for that. Pour out your blessings upon her and her family members and keep her safe, Lord, as a vessel to be used by you, and her experience and example that she has been going out and share that others can come to know you. Heavenly Father, we lift up Sister Stephanie. Lord, trials, tribulation all around. But Lord, you told us that these trials and tribulations, problems all around, it will draw us closer and closer to you. So Father, we want to thank you that her experience, Lord, is an experience to trust and an experience to be patient and to wait upon you, because you promised that you will never leave her nor forsake her. And as she pray for her children and grandchildren and the youth, Lord, and all those workmen that came, Lord, to do the eater, Lord, and she's giving you praise and our prayer work, Lord, because this is the only source that we can come to you and prove you more. So, Lord, we want to thank you. Heavenly Father, we lift up our dear brother Eli. Heavenly Father, you know everything about Brother Eli, what he's going through, but give him that faith to trust you. Lord Jovell and the others, Lord, may be mean, but allow him to just whisper a little word of prayer and ask the Lord to direct his Jovell pathway so that he will act right, Lord, but we leave Jovell in your care. Give Brother Eli the strength to allow him, dear Lord, to trust you and to know that you are by his side. So whatsoever Jovell do, all he has to do is to pray and have faith in you. He's also praying for his mother. He's praying for the whole team, Lord. You know every one of us name. He is crying out for us, Lord. All his friends, all the youth, his church, Lord. Mount Sinai, brothers and sisters, he is lifting them up to you. Father, we also lift up Sister Tamiko, giving you praises, Lord, for carry traveling mercies to and fro to her appointment, sharing the word with our brothers and sisters who she met, Lord. And Lord, just giving you thanks because you are worthy to be praised. Sister Carla, Lord, ministering to the children. Lord, drawing these little precious jewels to you and the word in songs and in scriptures, memory verses. Lord, give her the strength that she will feed those little flock. Lord, and also the information, Lord, zinc, how important it is, and the benefits, Lord. And help us, dear Lord, that we know. In our medicine chicks, we have a natural remedy that we can use. So we thank you for this opportunity that we can come each night to look upon the herbs and the tree of life and how you want us to settle in the truth that we can present your word and how you love to hear us. So we just want to thank you. We also lift up Sister Leola tonight. As she prayed, Lord, the joy in her heart with her dear beloved husband, cooking today and doing chores around, Lord, and giving praise for Brother Ray. Continue to keep them, Lord, and allow them, dear Father, that they will be a light in their community. As she prayed for Nicole and the workforce that Nicole have, Lord. But we thank you when mom and daughter can come together in as one and they can work together, unite together so that the work will be lighter. So we want to thank you. So we please Sister Nicole, her daughter Amari, and all the other grandchildren, Lord, and Jarvis, we place them in your care, this family, and Sister Leola and her brothers and sisters who she minister unto. We lift them up to you. We have not heard from Sister Brenda and our dear beloved Brother John, but dear God, we place them in your hand and also the children, Lord. You know everything about them, and I do know that you are there to protect and to keep and guide them. So we leave them in your care. We also lift up Brother O'Neill, Brother Rick, Lord, Brother Udi and family members, the children, them growing up. Lord, we lift them up to you. Lift up myself, the project, Lord. We thank everyone for support, prayer, Lord, and to share, Lord. You are so good. So now, dear Father, this is the time that we come to you to present the word. Lord, in your hand I place the speaker and allow your words, Lord Jesus, to be a light to us tonight, that we will enjoy through the Holy Spirit, and we also will share. We lift up Brother Akeem James to you, Brother, and our dear Brother Ricardo. We lift them up to you, dear Lord. Let us show the light wherever we go, so that this light of truth will be able to illuminate the world and to change life. Thank you for hearing, and thank you for answering. And if there's anyone I leave out, you know everyone about who is here, Lord, and who used to be, I leave them in your care, in Jesus' name. We thank you. Amen, amen. Amen, my dear beloved. The next voice you will hear is Sister Stephanie.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Powell. Heavenly Father, we touch and agree with all the prayers that have gone up. And I thank you, Lord, for the songs that were lifted up. It was a blessing to my soul. It really calmed me. I thank you, Lord, for the song, Jesus Loves the Little Children. Though I am not as little as I was before, Lord, that song also ministered to me, because I know that even through my crucible, you love me, you care for me. So I thank you so much, Lord. I pray that you will touch my lips with cold, be with my voice, it's a little raspy today. And so I thank you so much for your love and your kindness towards us. Remove anything from me that is not in line with you. Forgive me of my sins and my shortcoming, Heavenly Father, and I pray that you will touch my lips with cold so that the message that we're sharing today will be one from you. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your faithfulness. We bless your name and we give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And so I want to, you know, just share a little bit. There's so many things that God has done for us, and we're in the ministry of healing. I'm actually in the one that says Happiness Digest. And it has like a fountain, a water fountain, and the green on it. And I'm going to be reading some of the from our example, as well as some higher experience as well. I do want to share, Sister Powell. Am I too raspy, or you can? Let me get some water. Are you able to hear me?
No. I didn't hear what you said.
Can you hear me? Are you hearing me? I'm just asking if you're hearing me clearly, or am I raspy?
What you said, I didn't hear the last part.
No, I'm asking you if you could hear me, or is my voice raspy? I didn't read anything.
Yes, I'm just asking if you can hear me.
It's
a little raspy, but I hear you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. So let me drink some lemon and get some lemon juice. Okay. All right. So we're going to work with it. It all sounds a little better. I just stuck a little bit on some lemon, and it sounds a little better. I hope you're able to hear me. And so I told you about, you can hear me a little better?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is, Sister Stephanie.
Yeah, all right. I was just sucking a little bit on lemon. And so when the man came in, the fuel guy, I didn't let him leave without a gift. So I gave him a gift. I really have to purchase some more Ministry of Healing, Sister Powell. That's going to be my next thing, because I think I've given away almost all of mine. And so I had some laying around, that the ones that I used to read. And I'm thankful to God that I had gotten this other one And so I gave him, I usually keep like nice little gift bags in my house. I go to the, I'm not sponsored by Dollar Tree, but I used to go in there and just get like little gift bags. And what I would do is I would get their socks and their, the gloves and hat, and I would put it in there with some of our books, like, you know, The Great Controversy or The Great Controversy, depends on where you're from, and some Ministry of Healing, Desire of Ages, the National Sunday Law, Mount of Blessings. These are all the books that we have studied on our Chat and Chew line on Sabbath. And I would put that in there, and we would go out and give it, pass it out to the homeless or just any individual at all. But our initial was to give it to the homeless and then to individuals that were in a particular area. But now we give it to anybody that, you know, we come in contact with. And that's a good way to minister, because one of the things that I found out is that people love gifts, especially when it's in a gift bag. They love it. They will never question it. So what I did was I gave him a gift bag. I put some of, you know, our, you know, really good natural sea moss in it, some of our gunk remover that we have here. And I put a copy of the Desire of Ages. I gave him a copy of the Ministry of Healing, and I gave him a digital copy, Sister Powell, from what we received from evangelist Pastor Christopher Hudson when we were passing out those in Washington, D.C. And so I gave him one of the digital versions of that, and just, he was so excited, right? And when he was leaving, before he got it, he was, you know, and so when he was leaving, I said, and I have a gift for you. And I gave it to him. He was like, okay, thank you so much. And I said, you could share it with your family, because I know it's a family-run business. And so I just thank God, because that's what we are called to do. We're called to leave any place that we go to better, right, not worse. I also have the opportunity to be able to be in the presence via phone, just communicating with individuals, as I said earlier, that I really should have been kind of annoyed with, because I had sent them emails months ago and no response. But if I did not allow the Spirit of God to work through me, they would not be able to get to be drawn higher to him, right, to give him glory and honor. And so I was able to give them benediction, give them God's blessing, peace and love, and just all of the encouragement. And when we were done, they were like, you know, thank you so much. You made my day. And I knew it wasn't me. And I told them, it's not of me. It's my Heavenly Father. So I thank you so much for that. So as we are in, I'm going to look at our example. And I'm on page 2 in this particular book. Our example, I think this in any other book, it's in the first chapter of the book, right? And so we read some of it last week. So I'm just going to recap a little bit for the persons who were not on the line as we're looking at Help Thursday. And it says right here, he was always patient. And who is the he he's talking about? Who do you think that he is? Sister Powell, you want to chime in? Because I know we were having some issues and you were helping me out last week, right? Because we were having some terrible technical difficulties last week. And Sister Powell swooped in and assisted me. So we're going to go you know, do a little bit of recap of this. Who is the he they were talking about, Sister Powell? Is always patient and cheerful.
Jesus.
Are you unmuted? Are you still on? Sister Powell?
Yeah, Jesus.
Amen. So it says, he was always patient and cheerful, and the afflicted hailed him as a messenger of life and peace. Is he that for your life? Does he bring patience and cheerfulness? Does he bring peace to your affliction? It said he saw the needs of men and women, children and youth, and to all he gave the invitation, come unto me. That's what Christ calls us to do. Come unto him. Lay our burdens. All of the crucible and the trials and the tribulation that I'm going through, I know that I can lay my burdens at the feet of God, and he will overcome. I'm telling you, they're so wicked, right? Even when they claim they're investigating the wrong, right, the wrong thing that they're invested, that they find, they don't want to say it's wrong. They start hiding behind it, right? And so we're called to present the truth, right, and call evil evil and not evil good, right? We're to call good good and evil evil, not the other way around. But we're living in a society where this is what society is doing. The world is calling good evil and evil good, right? And so, but that's not what Christ is about, right? He says that to come and to lay all of our burdens at his feet, all the things that are in our life that are causing us strife, causing us anxiety. Like Sister Powell was a little anxious because she wasn't sure if you all were hearing her, because she's going through having some technical difficulties on her end, like I was last week, right? And so we have to ask God, give us your peace, God. Give us your patience. Give us your encouragement through this time. And so it says, during his ministry, Jesus devoted more time to what? To healing the sick than to preaching. His miracles testify to the truth of this word. Now, you heard this last week, but somebody on this line did not hear this. Somebody needed to hear this again. As we know, we are in some perilous times. We are seeing things that we have never seen before. I shared with you, it breaks my heart. I'm an educator. A 6-year-old shot a teacher, brought a loaded gun to school. What would make a 6-year-old to do that? Because he's sick. Demons, that was not a flesh and blood little boy operating. That was a spiritual warfare. But Jesus can heal that too. Amen? So it says repetition deepens the impression of the soul. Right? So this is why we're kind of recapping again. It says his miracle testified to the truth of his words that he came not to destroy, but to save wherever he went, the tidings of his mercy preceded him. Where he had passed, the object of his compassion were rejoicing in health and making trial of their newfound powers. Crowds were collecting around them to hear from their lips the works that the Lord had brought. His voice was the first sound that many had ever heard. His name, the first word they had ever spoken. His face, the first they had ever looked upon. Why should they not love Jesus and sound his praise? As he passed through the towns and cities, he was like a vital current, diffusing life and joy. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, toward the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nation, the people that sat in darkness saw a great and shadow of death. To them, to them, light spring up. Matthew 4:15 and verse 16, Amplified Revised Version. The Savior made each work of healing, listen to this, the Savior made each work of healing an occasion for what? Implanting divine principles in the mind and soul. This was the purpose of his work. He imparted earthly blessings that he might incline the hearts of men to receive the gospel of his grace. Christ have occupied the highest place among the teachers of the Jewish nation, but he preferred rather to take the gospel to the poor. He went from place to place that those in the highways and byways might hear the words of truth. By the sea, on the mountainside, in the streets of the city, in the synagogue, his voice was heard explaining the scriptures. Often he taught in the outer court of the temple that the Gentiles might hear his words. So unlike the explanations of Scripture given by the scribes and Pharisees with Christ's teaching that the attention of the people was arrested, the rabbis dwelt upon tradition, upon human theory and speculation. Often that which men had taught and written about the Scripture was put in place of the Scripture itself. The subject of Christ's teaching was the Word of God. He met questioners with a plain, "It is written," with what saith the Scripture. Many times, you know, we like to talk, right? We like to give a lot. We like to lace it up. But the Bible says, let her nay be nay or yea be yea. Whatever else is of the devil, right? We need to be plain and simple, right? And we need to go to the Word of God. It says the devil will flee at the name of Jesus. We don't have to know exactly where the Scripture is coming from, but as long as we know, because did Christ quote a Scripture as to where it was found, Sister Powell, when he was rebuking Satan?
It is written.
Right? He just said it was written. Man shall not live by bread alone. Right? It was written, thou shalt not tempt. Right? So these are things that we need to be able to say, but we're not going to be able to say if we're not reading. Right? If we're not reading. And also, if we're not praying. We're studying the new book now on prayer, right, by Sister Ellen G. White. And the Ministry of Healing that I'm reading from, if you're new to the line, is written by Sister Ellen G. White, the prophetess. And actually, she has written over thousands of books. Yes, she's one of the most prolific and famous. I don't know if you knew that. That's a fact. A very prolific and famous American author.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Right? Absolutely, right? And so she's well-renowned, even outside of Adventism, okay? And so we can go and say in the Scripture, so if you're not studying, the Holy Spirit will not be able to bring back to you what you have read for you to say. It is written, get thee behind me, Satan. It is written, my bread and water shall be sure. It is written that my God shall never leave me or forsake me. It is written that he will not give me more than I can manage. It is written that he knows how to take care of me. It is written that he'll never see the righteous be forsaken or his seed begging for bread, right? So when the enemy comes and tells you, you know, what is this one, Sister Powell? I'm a new creature. When he tells you that, you know, you're worthless. You're a sinner. God is not going to take you. God is not going to forgive you. You can say, I am a new creature in Christ. You can say that. Right? That's what's in the Word. And so when we pray to our Heavenly Father and to the Son, Jesus Christ, we are able to be empowered. Amen? All right, so I mean, I'm refreshed. I don't know about you. I'm excited about the Word. It says, how readest thou at every opportunity when an interest was awakened by either friend or foe? He presented the Word with clearness and power. He proclaimed the gospel message, the everlasting gospel, Sister Powell. What is the everlasting gospel that is supposed to go around the world now? Where can you find it? Revelation what? 14:6-11, and we could do 12 as well. Amen? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We are to fear God. Worship him, right?
Mm-hmm.
We are to bring this gospel to every nation, kindred, and tongue. And we all can be in Jamaica like Sister Powell. We all can be around the world. Mm-hmm. But as Sister Kamiko, she sent out her text messages on the phone. She's passing out literature. Sister Powell is down there praying for individuals on the YouTube channel that is going across the world. When you read the comments, people are saying, thank you, Sister Powell. Thank you, Grandma Powell, for praying, for counseling him. And you know that, do you know that spiritual things are spiritually discerned? So if individuals are not walking with God, you can't get to see, you know, you can't see the light. You can't see the goodness that God has in store for you. Amen? Amen?
Mm.
It's written that we are redeemed. Right? Remember who was this, Sister Powell? Was it John that the devil was trying to come, or was it Peter? Which one? It was John, right, where he was saying he was filthy. Was it John? And Jesus said, he's redeemed through me. You remember that encounter?
Yeah.
Write it down, beloved.
Yeah.
Anybody who remember that scripture. And I know we forgot, Sister Paul, we were remiss. Did you say to get your writing utensils and write the stuff down? You know, because we're going to ask some questions at the end. Amen. And we're coming down to a close. We thank you so much. I'm telling you, this is medicine to the bone. My voice was cracky and I was a little bit down and all of this stuff. And I'm telling you, this word is healing me. This word is giving me, I'm dancing in the bones. Bless God.
Amen.
Bless God.
Amen.
I was just sucking on some lemons, Shekana. Amen. All right, we continue. It says here, he proclaimed the gospel message. His word shed a flood of light on the teachings of patriarchs and prophets. And the scriptures came to men as new revelation. Never before had his hearers perceived in the word of God such depth of meaning. Never was there such an evangelist as Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Hear that? Never was there such an evangelist as Christ. He was the majesty of heaven, but he humbled himself to take our nature that he might meet men where they were. And didn't Paul do that? Paul went to the marketplace, meeting people where they were, but not giving them information to allow them to stay where they are. Christ would give them information to elevate them so that they could come up higher. Is that correct? Absolutely. So it's okay for us to come as you are. You can come to the church as you are. You could come to the ministry as you are, but you should not stay as you are. That's not what Christ wants for you. He wants you to grow. That's why there's a song. Remember, we are climbing Jacob's ladder, children. We are climbing Jacob's ladder, children. We are climbing Jacob's ladder, children. Soldiers of the cross. Every step goes higher and higher, children.
Every round goes higher and higher. Every round goes higher and higher. Soldiers of the cross. Amen.
Amen. That just came to me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So we are not to stay where we are. We should be looking forward, heaven bound, pressing forward to become better, to become perfect like Jesus Christ. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't be perfect, not through your own strength, but you can be perfect because the word of God can't lie. You can be perfect through Christ Jesus who strengthened you. Amen and amen. All right. That was so good. I mean, I used to sing that when we were back in Jamaica. Amen and amen. It says, to all people, all right, let me go here. It says, he was the majesty. He humbled himself to take our nature, but he met men where they were. To all people, rich and poor, free and bond, Christ, the messenger of the covenant, brought the tidings of salvation. His fame as the great healer spread throughout Palestine. The sick came to the places through which he would pass, that they might call on him for help. Two came many anxious to hear his words and to receive a touch of his hand. Thus he went from city to city, from town to town, preaching the gospel and healing the sick. The King of Glory in the lowly garb of humanity. He attended the great yearly festivals of the nation and to the multitude absorbed in outward ceremony. He spoke of heavenly things, bringing eternity within their view to all he brought treasures from the storehouse of wisdom. He spoke to them in language so simple that they could not fall off understanding by methods peculiarly his own. He helped all who were in sorrow and affliction with tender, courteous grace. He ministered to the sin-sick soul, bringing healing and strength. Christ, the Prince of Teachers, he sought access to the people by the pathway of their most familiar association. He presented the truth in such a way that ever after it was to his hearers intertwined with their most hallowed recollections and sympathies. He taught in a way that made them feel the completeness of his identification with their interests and happiness. So he presented the truth. Let's go back to that. And in the third epistle of John, verse 1 through 4, it says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in health, even as thou so prospered." And it says, "I wish above what?
Above
all things that my children walk in truth."
Walk in the truth.
Amen. So the truth will bring you healing. The truth will bring you peace. The truth will bring you conviction. Right? The truth will bring you revival and reformation. Bless God. Holy name. Amen and amen. We continue. It says, I came down here. He says his illustration were so appropriate. I'll go back up a little bit. He taught in a way that made them feel the completeness of his identification with their interests and happiness. His instruction was so direct. So you see, people get upset. People get upset when we have, when we're direct. Sister Paul, can you read that sentence? Can you read that, finish that paragraph for me, please?
Which the last part, that he passed by no human being. That's the place? I didn't. All right. He passed by no human being as a worthless, but sought to apply the healing remedy to every soul in whatever company he found himself. He presented a lesson appropriate to the time and the circumstances. Every neglect or insult shown by men to their fellow men only make him more conscious of their need of his divine human sympathy. He sought to inspire with hope and roughness, and most in promising setting before them as setting before them the assurance that they might become blameless and harmless, attaining such a character as would made them manifest as the children of God. Often he met those who have drifted onto Satan's control and who had no power to break from his snare. To such a one, discouraged, sick, tempted, falling, Jesus would speak words of tenderness, pity, words that were needed and could be understood. Others he met who were fighting a hand-to-hand battle with the adversary of souls. These he encouraged to persevere, assuring them that they would win, for angels of God were on their inside and would give them the victory. Continue. Sister Stephanie?
Yes, Sister Paul, I'm back. I had to move.
Okay.
Okay. He's clearing up. Bless God.
Okay.
You said victory.
All right. You want me to continue?
Yes, go ahead so I could get where you are. Go ahead.
All right. At the table of the publicans, he sat as an honored guest. By his sympathy and social kindness, sharing that he recognized the dignity of humanity and men long to become worthy of his confidence. Upon their thirsty heart, his words fell with blessed life-giving power. New impulses were awakened, and to those outcasts of society, there opened the possibility of a new life. Though he was a Jew, Jesus mingled freely with the Samaritans, setting at naught the Pharisaic customs of his nation. In face of their prejudice, he accepted the hospitality of this despised people. He slept with them under their roof, ate with them at their tables, partaking of the food prepared and served by their hands. Taught in their streets, and treated them with the utmost kindness and courtesy. And while he drew their hearts to him by the tie of human sympathy, his divine grace brought to them the salvation which the Jews rejected. Here in this little part for chapter.
Amen, amen, amen. And amen, Sister Paul. Thank you so much for that. And then I will continue on personal ministry. It says, do you have a personal ministry? Does everyone have a personal ministry? And I'm going to pick up, personal ministry. Everyone has a personal ministry. And I think we read this before. I think we were supposed to pick up at this portion. It says, but I'm just going to read the whole thing because I'm just so excited. It says, Christ neglected no opportunity of proclaiming the gospel of salvation. Listen to his wonderful words to that one woman of Samaria. He was sitting by Jacob's well as the woman came to draw water. To her surprise, he asked a favor of her. Give me to drink. He said he wanted a cool draft. And he wished, every time I hear this story, it sounds better and better, right? He said he wanted a cool draft. Can you think about, have you experienced Jesus talking to you every day? How awesome is that, beloved? Having a conversation with Jesus on a daily basis, every day with Jesus, is sweeter than the day before. Jesus knows it all. That's why I'm not a singer, because I would burst out in these songs. He said he wanted a cool draft, and he wished also to open the way whereby he might give to her the water of life. How is it, said the woman, that thou being a Jew, ask it drink of me, which an woman of Samaria, for the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered, Sister Tamika was going to say, yes, we read that. It's just exciting, right, to read it and say, wait a minute. If thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldn't have asked of him. And he would have given thee living water. Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life, John 4:7-14. How much interest Christ manifested in this one woman. how earnest and eloquent were his words. When the woman heard them, she left her water pot and went into the city, Sister Tamiko and Brother Eli and Sister Leola and Sister Carla and Brother Ray. Oh, my goodness, Sister Consinelli. She was a public relation person for him. Come with excitement. See a man which told me all things. Even though he was offended, she was offended, she was excited. Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? We read that many of the Samaritans of the city believed on him, verse 29 through 39. And who can estimate the influence which these words have exerted for the saving of souls in the years that have passed since then? Wherever hearts are open to receive the truth, Christ is ready to instruct them. He reveals to them the Father and the service available to him who reads the heart. For such he uses no parable. To them as to the woman, as the at the well, he says, I that speak unto thee, Ami. And so that ends there, but I told you I was going to read a little bit of higher, right? I have an higher experience, and I want to point that out to you all in the higher experience. Let me go here. All right, so I want to read this little part in a higher experience. I'm going to read the singleness of purpose, and that is out in the development and service, and then I'm going to read a little bit of a higher experience. We won't be here long. It says, singleness of purpose. I'm on page 218 in this particular book. In the light of Christ, everything was made subordinate to his work. The great work of redemption, which he came to accomplish, and the same devotion, the same self-denial and sacrifice, the same subjection to the claims of the word of God, is to be manifest in his disciples. Everyone who accepts Christ as his personal Savior will long for the privilege of serving God, contemplating what heaven has done for him. His heart is moved with boundless love and adoring gratitude. He is eager to signalize his gratitude by devoting his abilities to God's service. He longs to show his love to Christ and for his purchased possession. He covets toil, hardship, and sacrifice. The true worker for God will do his best. I'm going to read that again. Not half-stepping. Sometimes we do God's business and we do it haphazardly, right? It says the true worker for God will do his best because in so doing, he can glorify his master. He will do right in order to regard the requirements of God. He will endeavor to improve all his faculties. He will perform every duty as unto God. His one desire will be that Christ may receive homage and perfect service. There is a picture representing a bullock standing between a plow and an altar, with the inscription, ready for either, ready to toil in the furrow, or to be offered on the altar of sacrifice. This is the position. I'm going to read that again. There is a picture representing a bullock standing between a plow and an altar with the inscription, ready for either toil in the furrow or to be offered on the altar of sacrifice. Is that you? Are you going to run? A furrow is kind of like a little hole that you could hide in, or you're going to be ready and purpose in your heart to be offered up for sacrifice, knowing that being on God's side, you're going to be persecuted. This is the position of the true child of God, willing to go where duty calls, to deny self, to sacrifice for the Redeemer's cause. A higher experience. I'm reading one sentence, one and a half. We need constantly a fresh revelation of Christ, a daily experience that's harmonizing with his teaching. High and holy attainments are within our reach. Continual progress in knowledge and virtue is God's purpose for us. His law is the echo of his own voice given to all the invitation. Come up higher. Be holy, holier still. Every day we may advance in perfection of Christian character. Those who are engaged in service for the Master need an experience much higher, deeper, broader than may have yet thought of having. Many who are already neighbors of God's great family know little of what it means to behold his glory and to be changed from glory to glory. Many have a twilight perception of Christ's excellence, and their hearts thrill with joy. They long for a fuller, deeper sense of the Savior's love. Let these cherish every desire of the soul after God. The Holy Spirit works with those who will be worked, mold those who will be molded, fashion those who will be fashioned. Give yourself the culture of spiritual thought and holy communing. You have seen, but the first rays of the early dawn is glory. As you follow on to know the Lord, you will know that the path of the righteous is as the light of dawn that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Proverbs 4, verse 18, Revised Version, margin. The text says, these things have I spoken unto you, said Christ, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. John 15, verse 11. Here ends the reading for tonight. And if you have any queries, any commentary, or any feedback, you can certainly, we will open your line for you to ask that. But I know that Sister Powell before would like for me to end in prayer. So you want me to do that? Because sometimes
yes,
the line
sure.
cut off. All right. Heavenly Father,
sure.
we come before you.
Yes.
We thank you. We thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for this fresh bread from heaven. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can present all of our burdens to your feet. You have given us choice to come as we are, but you want to bring us higher. You want to change us in your own image, Heavenly Father. You want us to find joy in you. So we pray for tonight that you will give us a revival and reformation. Our hearts will be turned so that we can seek you even better. We can know that when we do your bidding, we are to do our best, not do it haphazardly, not do it lukewarm, Lord, but to do it hot, fully choosing you. We bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that wonderful reading. And my dear beloved, thank you all for joining. If it cut off, you know, we know that. But I think if you have a query or a comment, this is the time you can press, you know, and share with the subject that we just read a while ago. And my dear beloved, the Lord wants all of us to have a higher experience with him. And this impresses me, these few words. Those who are in this chapter, those who are engaged in service for the Master need an experience much higher, deeper, broader than many have yet thought of having. And it said many who are already members of God's great family know little of that means, right? So the Lord wants us to have a better and a higher experience so that we will be able to share the word with others. That is my prayer, Lord, to help me that I will have a higher experience. Yes, thank you, Sister Steffi. Anyone else would like to share? We have a few seconds.
Amen, amen. All right, let me open some lines. All right, I'm going to open this line, 225-3374.
Okay,
your line is now open. All right, let me close that line. 272-770, Any thoughts, any comments, any feedback, takeaway, your line is now open.
Amen. Thank you for opening my line, Sister Stephanie. I agree with Sister Powell. We definitely do need a higher experience. And as it brought out in the paragraph, may we continue to progress in knowledge and virtue and God's purpose for us. So this is so true. And then the scripture here in John 15:11 says, these things I have spoken unto you, said Christ,
yes,
that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be filled. So we definitely want to draw closer to God in these last days. And we want that joy that only Christ Jesus can give us to remain in each and every one of us tonight and always. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. Anyone else? We just have a few more minutes before.
Amen, Sister Powell. Thank you, Sister Tamiko. I saw Mr. Hand. Hold on, Sister Powell. 985-232. I was scrolling down. I saw this line. I'm going to open it up. 985-232. Your line is now open. 985-232. Your line is now open. Check and see if your phone is not on mute.
Good evening, Sister. I was on the line for the when it first began, but I agree the same. I enjoyed the lesson, and I thank God for everybody, praying for everybody, and God bless. Amen. This is Brenda.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Brenda. Thank you so much. All right, let me try 518-482, as we're coming down to the last end of this. Any takeaway, any comments, any feedback from the lesson that we just read today? All right. Okay. All right. So I want to do share the health reform Thursday and the information that our beloved Sister Carla shared from the Desire of Ages. I gave a copy of the one of my book to one of the, as I said, the healing guy. And it's taken from page 823 through 825, 1898. And it says, this world is a vast Lazar house, but Christ came to heal the sick, to proclaim deliverance to the captives of Satan. Didn't we just talk about Christ coming to heal the sick and preach? Holy Spirit connecting this, and we don't ever do it together at all, but you can tell that the Holy Spirit is moving. He was in himself health and strength. He imparted his life to the sick, the afflicted, those possessed of demons. He turned away none who came to receive his healing power. I was sharing with them on the line the other day about I came in contact with a woman at the church on Sabbath possessed with demon spirit, and I thank God that he revealed it to me, and I was able to rebuke it, you know, really just with a smile and prayer. It says he turned away none who came to receive his healing power. He knew that those who